Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English khutbah, and the topic is Inna rabbakumullah, that indeed your Rabb, your sustaining Lord, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, all praises are due to Allah, the Lord of all the worlds. And we bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, the Sovereign, the True, the One who is all manifest. And we bear witness that our Master and our Prophet, Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is His servant and trustworthy messenger. O Allah, send Your peace and blessings and mercy upon him, upon his family and all his companions, and upon all of those who follow them in righteousness until the last day. Amma ba'd, to continue. I advise you, O servants of Allah and myself, to have the taqwa of Allah. For verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhan nasu ubudu rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum walladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun. O mankind, worship your Lord, who created you and those before you, in order that you may be from those who have taqwa. Ayyuhal mu'minun, O believers, indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our Lord. He is our creator, our provider, our sustainer, and the one who manages our affairs and all of the matters that pertain to our ultimate felicity. And all of these meanings are contained in the word Rabb. For in all of these ways, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making himself known to us and is letting us know the abundance of his blessings, the flowing of his generosity, the vastness of his mercy, and the perfection of his absolute power and the greatness of his creation. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, specifically regards to that reference to him being the Rabb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna rabbakumullahu alladhi khalaqa as-samawati wal-arda fi sittati ayyam thumma istawa 'ala al-'arsh yudabbiru al-amra ma min shafi'in illa min ba'di idhnihi dhalikumullahu rabbukum. Indeed, your Lord is Allah, who created the heavens and the earth in 6 days and established himself above the throne, arranging the matter of his creation. There is no intercessor except after his permission. That is Allah, your Rabb. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who through his rububiyyah creates everything, and through his rububiyyah arranges and manages the affairs of creation. This entails he nurtures them. This entails he rectifies their affairs. This entails he provides for them with perfect care until they reach the pinnacle of their completion. And this is all within the manner of Rabb. And hence we can understand when Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, when he uses referring to this essence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rububiyyah, he says, قال ربنا الذي أعطى كل شيء خلقه ثم هدى. And our Lord is He who gave everything its form and then guided it. So brothers and sisters, let us reflect on the creations of our Lord. Let us reflect on how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is guiding us with everything around us, and that He's perpetually benefiting us through His guidance. And that this in its manner is causing and asking us to reflect. And amongst the greatest things we can reflect upon is our own selves, as the Quran says. وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبَصِرُونَ. And in yourselves, and will you not reflect? Will you not see? Will you not have insight? Because if we were to just reflect on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rububiyyah, that is constantly maintaining us, maintaining our lives in this earthly existence. And even before we came into this world, we would see how his rububiyyah was acting even within the different stages within the wombs. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَخْلُقُكُمْ فِي بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ خَلْقٍ مِّن بَعْدِ خَلْقٍ خلقا من بعد خلق في ظلمات ثلاث ذلكم الله ربكم. That he created you in the wombs of your mothers, creation after creation, within three darknesses. That is Allah your Lord. So brothers and sisters, what an amazing thing it would be to reflect on how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is providing for us at every moment. That He provided for us even when we were fetuses in the wombs of our mothers, and was caring for us with grace and blessings that were given to us freely and undeserved. That our very inception itself, from the moment we were given existence, has been surrounded by kindness and honor. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is looking after us. So given that He's been looking after us from that time, why should we take it to ourselves to assume that somehow we can arrogate to ourselves our concern in a way that is greater than Allah's concern for us? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, with regards to even our physical form, He says, وَسَوَّرَكُمْ فَأَحْسَنَ سُوَرَكُمْ وَرَزَقَكُمْ مِنَ طيبات ذلكم الله ربكم فتبارك الله رب العالمين. That He formed you and He perfected your forms and gave you sustenance with everything that was good, with the goodly things. That is your Lord. ذلكم الله ربكم. That is your Rabb. فتبارك الله رب العالمين. And so blessed be Allah, the Rabb, the sustainer of every atom of existence in all of the worlds of existence. So brothers and sisters, let us reflect upon this. Reflect upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's immense power and mercy, and how it would be a travesty if we would deny this. As the Quran says, قُلْ أَغَيْرَ اللَّهِ أَبَغِي رَبَّهِ وَهُوَ رَبُّ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Say, should you seek a Rabb other than Allah, while He is the Rabb of everything? And from this rububiyyah is that there's the haqq of ubudiyyah, that we need to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ذَلِكُمُ اللَّهُ رَبُّكُمْ فَاعْبُدُوهُ أَفَلَا تَذَكَّرُونَ. That is Allah your Lord, so worship Him. And will you not be of those who remember this debt that you owe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this debt in perpetuity, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is generous. إِنَّ رَبَّكُمْ لَرَوْفٌ رَحِيمٌ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is generous and kind and merciful, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is consistently giving us without any hisab. لَا يَنَامُ وَلَا يَنْبَغِي لَوْ أَنْ يَنَامُ. That He is the one who does not sleep, and it's not befitting for Him to sleep. ذَلِكُمُ اللَّهُ رَبُّكُمْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ خَالِقُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ فَاعْبُدُوهُ وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ وَكِيلٌ. That is your Allah, your Rabb. And there is nothing worthy of worship except Him, the creator of all things. So worship Him. And He is the one who is the wakil, the disposer of everything, of all things. So brothers, this phrase, ذَلِكُمُ اللَّهُ رَبُّكُمْ. This is your Lord. That is Allah your Lord. Or إِنَّ رَبَّكُمُ اللَّهُ. Indeed your Lord is Allah. Is meant to remind us of this immensity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rububiyyah. And the people who understand this are the people of absar, people who can reflect. And one of the things is to reflect, is to understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this creation and given us this beautiful religion so that we can worship it in the best of ways. وَمَا جَعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ حَرَجٍ. And he's not placed upon us in religion hardship, rather it's a means to facilitate for us, a means to attain unto the mercy of Allah. ذَلِكَ تَخْفِيفٌ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ. That is a way of facilitation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is our Rabb and mercy. And so what should we do, brothers and sisters, as we are coming closer and closer to these moments of attaining unto the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should be those who hasten to His mercy. And as we are approaching this month of Rajab, many of the ulama say that this month of Rajab is a month of forgiveness. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, He says, وَسَارِعُوا إِلَىٰ مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. And hasten to forgiveness from your Lord and a paradise that is as wide as the heavens and the earth, prepared for those who are righteous. So brothers and sisters, we want to be of those who hasten to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And our Lord has told us, وَقَالَ رَبَّكُمْ أُدْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. Our Lord has said, call upon me and I will respond to you. And so brothers and sisters, we should call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a time to call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These months are months where we call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And many of what we learn from the Quran and what we learn from the way of the prophets was that they would often begin their supplications by referring to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rububiyyah, saying Rabbana, or calling upon Allah by His name Ar-Rabb. So we call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by His name Ar-Rabb. And we say, Rabbana innana amanna faghfir lana. O Allah, indeed we have believed. So forgive us our sins. Faghfir lana dhunubana wa qina adhaban nar. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O our Rabb, indeed we have believed. So forgive us our sins and protect us from the punishment of hellfire. Rabbana wa atina ma wa'adtana ala rusulik. وَلَا تُخْزِنَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ إِنَّكَ لَا تُخْلِفُ الْمِيعَادِ. O Allah, O our Rabb, grant us what you have promised us through your messengers and do not disgrace us on the day of judgment. Indeed, you are those who never fail in your promise. رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابُ. O our Rabb, do not let our hearts deviate after you have guided us, and grant us from yourself mercy. Indeed, you are the one who is al-Wahhab, the one who bestows gifts constantly. And so brothers and sisters, a reminder to myself and to you that many of the Salihin say this is the month of istighfar. So فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ. So seek His forgiveness and repent to Him. Inna Rabbi qareebun mujib. Indeed, your Rabb is close and ever responsive. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to especially turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these blessed moments, these blessed months and times as we draw nearer and nearer to the blessed month of Ramadan. Wa ma dhalika ala Allah bi aziz. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And with this comes to an end this khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran, Abu Dhabi,